Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Thank you. I'm delighted to have you on our program today. It's a special program because you're going to meet somebody very special, a local entrepreneur who makes a little bit of history in Western Mass. In fact, throughout the state of Massachusetts, as the third minority owner of a business and the only one outside of Boston. And that's coming up. Mostly sunny, high around 70 today. The winds are west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, mostly clear. A low of 43 degrees. Winds light and variable. Ultraviolet index at 3. Humidity 67%. Springfield and Springfield Police are encouraging local nonprofits, non-government organizations, and partner organizations to submit applications for the Shannon program, highlighting their best practices and proven programming. Now, the awards are available specifically for the purpose of combating youth and gang violence in Springfield. Requests for proposals will be made available on September 16. That's tomorrow, of course, and RFPs will be due on October 7 by 2 p.m. Announcements of awards will be no later than December 5, 2022, and applications for the Shannon CSI Grant Program are available at the Office of Procurement, 36 Court Street, Room 307, Springfield, 787-6284. Just ahead of meeting our special guest, we have a report of a feral cat that is believed to be rabid. The North Quabbin Regional Animal Control said the feral cat lived in the Ball Street, Kelton, and Prospect area in Orange. The cat was exhibiting signs related to rabies and was taken, euthanized, and sent in for testing. The cat was positive for rabies, and the Mass DPH's State Public Health Laboratory says that if you believe you or someone you care for has been exposed to rabies, you're asked to contact your healthcare provider for further discussion. Rabies, 100% preventable if an exposed person receives prompt medical care.
I am so pleased to have our next guest join me right now on Pioneer Valley Radio. She's getting some statewide attention right now for her entrepreneurship, and she is Peyton Shubrick of the Six Bricks Cannabis Dispensary in Springfield. And there's something very special about this store, business, whatever you want to characterize it as. Peyton, welcome back to Pioneer Valley Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be back.
It's my pleasure. Now, I know that Six Bricks has been up and away and doing business for some time, but you're going to have your grand opening set for September 24th. Is that right?
That is correct. We are open every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but we'll be hosting our formal grand opening on September 24th with a ribbon cutting at 11:30 a.m., and I'm very excited for it.
Well, you've got to be. This is a ceremonial end of a long trail and the beginning of a very exciting chapter in your life and in your career. That's terrific.
Yes, it truly is. I'm honored and humbled to be a part of the national 2% of Black-owned cannabis companies nationwide. But what's most important to me is being able to do that in the community I'm from. Being born and raised here in the city of Springfield, it's really something special to have the dispensary and the place I'll forever call home.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you pointed that out, because it is something to be very proud of. Because not only is this a Black-owned and operated business getting statewide attention, and you just pointed out national attention, but you're also a woman. So that's a twofer. So congratulations to you once again. I think that's great.
Thank you so much. I mean, it's truly an exciting time. But what I'm most excited for is for folks to walk through our doors and see all that we have to offer. I mean, we truly thought through most things as we look forward to welcoming our customers, including the various products we will offer, convenient parking, and really wanting to create a cannabis experience here at 1860 Main Street.
I'm looking at pictures of your store right now, and it just looks clean and bright and welcoming, and you've done one heck of a job on the artistic and aesthetic aspect of the store.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. We really wanted to take a different approach, acknowledging that we have an adult use license, and go with warmer colors that create a true welcoming from stepping foot in the door all the way through to your exit. And at the same time, we really want it to be able to provide customers with an understanding of the various brands we are carrying. We're in a unique position where we're sourcing product all across the state since we don't produce our own. So really familiarizing our customers with awesome product offerings that we're bringing into the city of Springfield, but come to us from Gloucester, Massachusetts, Worcester, Massachusetts, and many other areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, cannabis is a new wave in the business world, and there are people who are already devoted customers to various establishments around the region, but there's still some people who aren't completely clear on what it all is. So why don't you tell me about some of the products that Six Bricks offers?
Oh, I would love to. So at Six Bricks, we are carrying 20 plus vendors with varying product offerings. We will have the traditional product categories of flower, pre-roll, vapes, concentrates. But we're also acknowledging cannabis as a part of an individual's wellness routine, which means we have other form factors like your seltzers, ice creams, macaroons, and many other ways that folks can consume it in what's called the MIPS category, marijuana-infused products, if you will, that will allow folks to try things who are on more of the cannabis curious side of things, but want to have a conversation about what's the best product for them.
Are there cannabis products that don't have THC, that don't have the psychoactive aspect to them?
Yes. So we do carry products that are just CBD, and that for us is really important. As we acknowledge, some folks are looking to remedy the aches and pains that they're experiencing and don't want the psychoactive response that they could receive if they consumed a product with THC.
Hey, I'm looking at the Six Bricks activewear. There's some pretty cool stuff there. I like the
Yes, most certainly.
I'm looking at support Black-owned business, which is great, but the one I love is buy weed from Black women. That's an arresting statement. I love it.
Yes, most certainly. We partnered with the group Visionary X here in the city of Springfield. And what I didn't anticipate was just the amount of pride that many folks had regarding us being able to open Six Bricks. I mean, let's be honest, it's a lengthy licensure process. And you don't always see folks from your community who are successful in these ventures. So it was exciting to see the various collaborations and bold statements that we could make here at Six Bricks, knowing all that we've been able to accomplish and yet still all that we want to do within both the city of Springfield and surrounding areas.
Medicinally, cannabis products are playing a role in making people comfortable who have all sorts of medical conditions and situations, from not being able to sleep very well at night, things like that. Tell me a little bit about that line.
Oh, most certainly. So one of the great things about cannabis holistically is the ways in which it is able to provide relief as you think about different ailments. Now, the hard part is, because cannabis is federally illegal, there are not necessarily the studies to support it. But we do know that based on certain terpene profiles being infused into cannabis products, that you can see relief as you think about sleep, stress, and anxiety, which we now know are the top three uses in the adult use market. And so a lot of the products we're carrying fit well into an individual's wellness routine, whether that is taking an edible in the morning so that you're a little bit more high energy, or taking an edible at night in order to get a standard 8 hours of sleep. One of the things I do pride myself on is having a staff that's knowledgeable about our products and the ways it can help our customers. And so once again, really looking to have a cannabis experience where you can have a conversation. On Wednesdays, we'll be implementing what is referred to here as Wellness Wednesdays, bringing in a group called the Zala Education to help folks who want to better understand their cannabis journey. So it's truly exciting time.
Well, Peyton, you just used a word that is very, very significant. You used the word anxious. And I'll tell you something. I've lived more than a few decades, trust me. And I have never seen the culture more anxiety ridden than it is in very complicated living that the era we're in today really is. And I think if you have products that speak to that, it's very important for folks to know that there are alternatives to going to your doctor and saying, put me on another antidepressant or something like that, that maybe there's something a little more natural over at Six Bricks that could help.
Oh, most certainly. Our tagline for the company is people, plant, and purpose. And at the core, that was important to us because we want to remind folks that this is a plant. And though it is very different than the plant you may remember from two decades ago, at its core, it can help to remedy certain things you may need relief from, but that requires a conversation. And so one of the things we really were intentional about doing is ensuring that even the physical layout of our store lends itself naturally to those conversations being had in either a private forum or at our registers, so that folks are better informed about what they're actually purchasing. Gone are the days where you can come in and simply push an edible on an unknowing customer, right? Mm-hmm. And so we really wanted to ensure that we can become a trusted partner for any of our customers that decide Six Bricks is the place they want to purchase their cannabis from.
That's wonderful. Well, tell me about the festivities and what's going to happen during your grand opening on September 24th?
Oh, most certainly. So again, very excited to see all the ways in which we are changing what folks knew of 1860 Main Street here in Springfield, Massachusetts. So on September 24th, we will be hosting a grand opening. We'll have multitude of different cannabis vendors who will be here starting at 10 a.m. And that's an opportunity for our customers to learn more about the brands that they may or may not be consuming, so that you can hear from their teams about the benefits that you could potentially receive from using things like tinctures all the way to your traditional pre-roll. So we'll have about 8 different vendors on site that day to talk to customers. At 11:30, we will host a formal ribbon cutting, if you will. And then at 3:00, we're hosting a reception at White Lion Brewery. And it's my sincere hope that we can engage both the city of Springfield and surrounding communities in a conversation around cannabis throughout the day, as opposed to simply cutting a ribbon and sending folks on their way. So it'll be an exciting time, and I hope to see folks like yourself there.
Yes. Well, you have some formidable people in Western Mass who are behind your endeavors here and really wishing you well, people like John Delaney and Tony Signoli. And that's great. That's great to have that kind of notoriety already with some of the VIPs of the region.
Oh, most certainly. I mean, at its core, Six Bricks is a play on the last name Shoebrick, and yes, six people being in my immediate family. But what I've learned in the course of this process is we picked up a 7th, 8th, and 9th brick with folks like John Delaney, Tony Signoli, and many others who've been very supportive. I mean, John is our head of safety and security here at Six Bricks. And community is really one of the biggest differences, I would say, in terms of our dispensary in comparison to others, because we're really doing this to bring people together in a world where, as you pointed out, folks are more anxious than ever. There's more stressors than there is relief, it seems. How can cannabis help to be a part of that? So I'm excited to see a multitude of folks coming out on the 24th to celebrate this milestone. As I refer to it, Six Bricks is our start and not our finish. So I'm excited to see the many things we can bring to 1860 Main Street as a result.
Well, if you got Tony Signoli coming out, you have to figure out how to create a cannabis-packed cigar. That'll make him very and maybe even a cannabis-packed prime rib of beef, and that'll make Tony happy.
Most certainly. We'll have to talk to our folks in research and development, see what we can get worked out there.
Well, Peyton Shoebrick, you have my congratulations from Pioneer Valley Radio, and accolades to you, and kudos to you for being, I think it's the third minority-owned business this side of Boston. So you've made a little bit of history, actually more than a little bit, and I think the future is very bright for what you're doing. And I want you to give folks the address and the location and the hours for Six Bricks.
Oh, most certainly. And thank you so much, Brad. I still remember you being my first radio interview when I had applied with the city of Springfield for our request for proposal. So truly appreciate your support and hope this will be the first of many conversations as we're on this journey. But for those listening, this is Peyton Shubrick of Six Bricks. We are located at 1860 Main Street in Springfield, Massachusetts. We are open every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and we look forward to hosting you during our grand opening on the 24th.
Well, all continued success to you, Peyton Shubrick, and thank you for being with us on our program today.
Thank you so much. Hope to see you on the 24th.
Thank you, Peyton Shubrick, and thanks to everybody for listening to our program for today. We'll be back again Friday with another new program up online and available to you during the day and night. On demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.